This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Michigan State Capitol is hosting thousands of protesters this morning. The House is taking up a so-called right-to-work bill. It seems likely the Republican-controlled chamber will pass the measure, and it'll go on to GOP Governor Rick Snyder. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark is in Michigan to cover the debate. Hello, Chrissy.
Hello.
Right-to-work. This is such a fraught term. I don't know if it's possible to define it in a totally neutral way, but I'm going to ask you to give us your best shot. What is it?
Right. Well, even using the term right-to-work is kind of a politically charged phrase, because who doesn't want the right to work, right? But basically, a right-to-work law bans unions from requiring employees to pay dues or fees as a condition of employment. So, you know, union dues are, of course, a percentage of a worker's paycheck, usually equal to about 2 or 3 hours of work a month. And the money goes to things like covering the costs of contract negotiations, union admin stuff, and some general political causes. Supporters of right-to-work laws say it's not fair to require employees to pay those dues or fees, and that it makes the state less attractive to businesses. Opponents of right to work say this kind of law weakens unions, which they argue help improve wages and working conditions, not just for union members, but for everyone.
So you won't necessarily have to join the union in order to become employed at a unionized workplace.
Exactly. But you would still theoretically be getting the benefits that having a union contract there would give to that workplace.
So this right to work thing has played out in a number of other states. Why has Michigan at this moment become such a battleground?
Well, remember, Michigan is where the United Auto Workers Union started back in the 1930s. It was sort of the birth of the industrialized labor movement. And many here feel that the union created the middle class as we know it for many workers. So for a lot of people here, this feels like an attack on that middle class dream. But on the other hand, you have people who say in this tough economic climate we're in, states need to make themselves as competitive as they can to businesses. And if that means weakening unions and making workplaces more flexible, they argue, that's what should be done.
So what's next after the vote today?
Well, as soon as today, the state legislature could pass the bill, which would then go to the governor's desk. He says he'll sign it. Michigan would be the 24th state to pass a right-to-work law. If it does go through, opponents, meanwhile, are already talking about lawsuits, recall efforts, both for the governor and for the state legislators who are expected to pass this bill. So it's not going to end today.
Marketplace's Chrissy Clark in Michigan. Thank you.
Thank you.